Blog Talk Radio.
With our theme song tonight, Manic Monday, with Michelle Costa and Ron Rad. Call in at 347-237-5506. But anyways, and when you do call in, push 1 if you want to talk to the host. Because if you don't push 1, I think you're just listening in.
Welcome, 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 everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight on the Rad Reality Show for Manic Monday. Kick off your shoes, get a glass of wine or a cup of coffee, whatever you like. Get ready for the show tonight. My name is Cherry Garcia. I'm going to be your host tonight. We also have Paul from Minnesota co-hosting with me. How are you doing tonight, Paul? Is your internet connection staying alive and well tonight?
Yes, it is. Thank God. For those that listened to last night's show, it was off basically all day yesterday. I decided I'd wait till today if I needed to, but this morning I did a reset of my modem and everything. It fired up right away, and it's been holding steady. So something must have happened down at the internet office on the weekend, and they got it fixed. So knock on wood, I am good. Hey.
And you're a poet, too. Okay.
Are we still going to do our song, or in the absence, we're not, or it's because I didn't get those all those clips up ready. Sorry. Oh, did we already? I'm sorry.
Let's see. Just wanted to mention that we won't be having our usual host, Miss Michelle Costa, with us tonight. She had to work tonight and will not be with us, but we do have a very special guest joining us in a little while, Mr. Dennis Luciani, who is from Average Joe, and he is so charming, so lovable, and always funny. He is someone who all the reality people know and absolutely adore. I've met him and had the pleasure of talking with him, and he is one of those people, somewhat like Louie, who has never stopped giving back, and he attends tons of charity events and is always putting himself out there, and he'll be joining us shortly and talking to y'all, so can't wait for him to be up on the air with us soon. But I wanted to let you know that Michelle will not be with us tonight. She did want me to tell you that she misses you all, and she can't wait to be back next Monday. So that's for Michelle. She said that she can't be here, and she will be back with us next Monday. So We're all going to miss our Portuguese princess, of course. So tonight we do have a few things that will be, we'll have some breaking news tonight. We'll have...
Did you break?
I didn't break a thing.
Oh, I guess I should pay attention. I heard you had something breaking. No, I'm...
Well, we have some breaking news.
Welcome to everybody that's filling up the chat. And oh, my goodness. You know, so many of these people I'm going to be working on songs for, and it's like everybody's showing up tonight, and I just haven't had time to do it for everybody. Ah!
In the absence of Armis Costa, I'm going to go ahead and play this right now.
Hey, 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 House Rodent fans. HR, the Big Brother House Rodent here, and you're listening to Ron Rad and Michelle. Michelle? My sweet angel Michelle?
No, HR, Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10.
Yeah, the Michelle who liked to fold pillows and had trouble saying Lana.
Oh, I remember her, the Portuguese princess.
That's right, H.R., and you would have known that sooner if you just read the script instead of staring at pictures of Rachel and trying to do an ad-lib.
One of these days, Squirrel, I'm going to shave your tail and bring you down to earth with the rest of us.
Just read the script, H.R.
You're listening to Manic Monday on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad and Michelle Costa. Happy night, you stupid squirrel.
It's just another Manic Monday. Oh, why is that Sunday? Because today is one of Michelle Monday. When they talk about...
Chip, stop singing. You're going to make people's dogs howl.
Oh, you're no fun, Uncle H.R.
I just love the House Rodent. You cannot listen to that and not put a smile on your face. That is just one of the most fun things that we have on the Rad Reality Show is our House Rodent clips. I just love them. We also have, every Monday, you have to be ready for Crystal Broella. She's in the house, and she's going to be giving us our new riddles. And this is something that we're all going to have to be on our toes about. Crystal Broella doesn't make it easy on us, but it's going to be worth it. This treasure chest is going to be worth your work in finding out what these riddles mean. So she's going to be putting in the new riddle for this Monday at some point during our chat. And we may even get a bonus riddle. I'm not sure. But Crystal Broella is someone who knows what she's doing when it comes to riddles. And I tell you, I've worked on this, and I don't know the answers to these. So I'm working right along with all of you trying to figure these out. And it's tough. Oh, we are. Okay, we've gotten riddle number three. Here it is. Today I tweeted a video that is on my page too. If you hear a sentence that starts with a B, you have found your keywords clue.
Ooh.
Now,
so we're going to see a video. Okay.
I'm so much better on those kind of things, videos and stuff. And Crystal, Madam Broella, I, like I said, have had internet, well, you may not have heard, but I've had internet problems last several days, and I haven't been on Twitter. I did see that you sent me a direct message, and I apologize for not responding, but this has been a lot of fun, and I hope everybody is enjoying it. I think everybody is. So thank you so much for doing this. This is just brings a new layer to our show, and I'm so not good at
it. It's so intriguing.
Yes.
It's fun to try to figure out where to go and what to do and where she's leading us. So I'm going to read this one more time. Riddle number three. Today, I tweeted a video that is on my page, too. If you hear a sentence that starts with a B, as in boy, you have found your keyword's clue. So, we're going to see a video that Crystal Borella tweeted, and somewhere in there, a sentence starts with a B. Okay, that's going to be interesting. So that's our clue number, our riddle number three. Oh, wait. I will have one more riddle before the show ends. So we're going to get a riddle number four before the show ends, folks. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. So we're going to have another riddle before the show ends. Okay. I'm anxious for that. This is getting really good. I love these riddles. It's it's got me going. So, Paul, you said that Crystal Borella sent you a DM, huh?
Yes. But seeing as there was no additional information, just talking about hope this is fun for everyone type of thing.
Oh. Let's see. We have somebody on the switchboard.
Yeah, this is what we're going to do. Don't say anything yet. Hold on.
Okay.
This is kind of new for us, but this is what I intended it to be.
How you doing, my Tina?
You simply can't forget her. The moment you have met her, your heart will never ever be the same. Tina, Tina, nobody quite like Tina. That's the little lady's name.
Okay, Paul, you're going to have to lower the volume on that one a lot.
Oh, that's the kind of info I always need. Thank you. So do you approve, Christina, my Tina?
I did. That's awesome.
For those that may not be familiar with it, the ending is from one of the well-known songs from Twilight, correct?
Yes. That first part, I was like, oh, gosh, I'm, like, blushing over here. No one can see that, thank God. Hey, good one, Paul. I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing well also. Understand that you've got the kids all week. They're off a week.
I can hear them in the background.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that. I told them, Mommy's going to get on the phone. You got to be quiet, but I don't think they understood that. It's vacation week. So, in a way, you know, people go, oh, you got them home. You don't get time to yourself. I'm like, no, you don't get it. I don't have to get up early. I don't have to go anywhere. There's no practice of anything. There's no Wednesday night activities. There's no Boy Scouts. Nothing.
There's no watching over the homework and making sure it gets done.
Right, and that's why you typically don't see me here until later on Mondays anyway, because I'm usually saying, hurry up, quit laughing, do your homework, stop it, quit it, you know.
That's how you enjoy your kids.
I'm sorry, what?
That's time you get to enjoy your kids.
They've been enjoying each other by themselves, so I've appreciated that as well today.
All right, Chi-Town Joe has a request.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Oh, movie review. Yes. Awesome. You all probably heard from critics that it sucked, but no, it did not.
For those that don't know or don't know what you did?
I went to the Midnight Showing of Breaking Dawn last week on a Thursday and waited in line for, you know, we got in at about 10:30, so I was in line for 4 hours. It was great. Loved every part, you know, as in for the Harry Potter fans, for the people who read the Harry Potter books and went and saw all the Harry Potter movies, they know things are left out. Okay, so same as with Twilight movies. If they are a book fan, if they read the books and they're looking forward to seeing the movie on screen, they're going to love it. Things are going to be left out. Things are going to get changed a little. That's what happens when you watch the movies. But overall, I thought it was excellent. It should not be watched by anybody under the age of 13. Maybe not even under the age of 15. that's just my opinion. The movie is rated PG-13 for sexual content and gore. But
really?
Yeah, well, you know, but, you know, a lot of people I heard said, oh, I don't know, there's teens in the theater and, you know, they had sex. And I'm like, they're married. It's on their honeymoon. What's wrong with that? You know, it's not a full-on, hey, let's see them do it and the moaning and all that stuff. That's not what happened. But, I mean, it was alluded to what they were doing. So it's like I don't understand people's complaints. So people just have to be not happy about everything. No one's ever happy about everything. So, but I was thrilled. I'm actually going again tomorrow night. So.
Really?
Yes, ma'am. I'm hoping Dennis will go with me.
Whoops.
I'm just laughing.
No. Because we had what appeared to be Dennis just called in and his phone dropped. Did you see that,
oh.
Sherry?
No, I didn't. I was just texting him.
It was very weird. And I didn't get that, you know, at the top, Sherry, when that blue bar pops up and it says
right.
Disconnected. That, there he is again.
Okay. Christina, I'm going to go ahead and let you go.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and bring up our guest for tonight.
Well,
thank you so much,
does it matter if I say hi to Dennis or?
Oh, he's dropping off.
It might be his phone.
Yes, you're certainly welcome to
I just want to say hi to Dennis before I leave.
So I can try to grab him when he comes back up.
I'll
put you on hold.
Okay.
Well, when he calls back in, I'll try to grab him. And
wow, I've never seen it drop that quick. Have you on the switchboard? It really, did drop awfully fast. Did you see it that time?
Yeah, I did.
There.
Okay.
Dennis, hang in there, bud.
I'm hanging. Thank you.
Hey.
Hi, Dennis. Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
How you doing?
We have Dennis Luciani from Average Joe with us. Thank you so much for calling into the Rad Reality Show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks, Dennis.
Dennis, I'm calling right now. Where am I calling?
Where are you calling?
Yes, where am I calling?
Well, I'm in St. Louis. Paul is in Minneapolis.
Hey, Dennis, this is Paul, and we saw you come up on the switchboard twice, and it dropped off really quick. Was that your phone, or is this Blog Talk messing up?
I wasn't sure what I was doing right, wrong, or I didn't know what. I've never done this before, so I figured I pressed one, and then nothing happened. So then I got Sherry's text saying, you know, reminder to call in, so I went, oh, I just called in, so I called in again, and back.
Okay. Yeah. We have a caller already that's been that's on our switchboard that would love to talk to you. So before we go into conversation, since she's been waiting to talk to you, do you mind if we go ahead and bring her up?
Sounds good.
Okay. Christina, you're live on the air with Dennis Luciani.
Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Christina. How are you doing?
Good. I waited for you to come on before I hung up.
Well, I'm glad you did. What's going on? How you doing? Where are you?
I live in California, same as you, silly pants. You know.
Hey.
It's So,
well,
yeah.
Right now I'm on the other coast. I'm in Florida. So I had my brother move down to Daytona Beach. So I'm down in Florida right now.
Oh, man. That sucks. I thought you were still here. But I'm glad you're in Florida.
I am going to be Thanksgiving here. It'll be the first time ever celebrating 50 days out here.
Yeah, well, I wanted to get a chance to say hi to you before. You're welcome.
You didn't watch Average Joe now, did you?
No, I didn't know about it, but, you know, I've met you before. You know that.
Dennis?
I was just in a dollar store up in Massachusetts just last weekend.
Hey, Dennis.
Woman, yeah?
You're coming in kind of faint, almost like you're too far away from the mic on your phone.
Okay. Right. I was on speakerphone. So is this better?
Yes. Thanks so much, Dennis.
Okay. Cool. So I was up in Massachusetts last week, and as you know, with the whole, Average Joe was 8 years ago, which still amazes me that people still remember that show at all, or remember that I was on it, because I was stopped in a dollar store of all places, and somebody was asked, and the girl asked me, a receptionist asked me, you were on the dating show, weren't you? I was like, yeah, how did you, so which show were you on? Were you on Beauty and the Geek? They get Average Joe confused with Beauty and the Geek a lot. So that's kind of funny.
Hey, Dennis, how many years ago, were you on the first or the second?
I was the only Average Joe that was in all four seasons.
Okay. Yeah, you know,
I was a contestant first in season one. And then I introduced season two. I was picking out girls for Adam in season three.
Yes.
And they threw the whole makeover twist at me in season four. I was supposed to be the secret host of the makeover twist for season four.
I watched that too. I really loved the first season because to see the look, and I'm forgetting the girl's name now. She was a redhead, wasn't she?
No, the first one was Milena. She was blonde.
Yes. But
yeah, to see the first, yeah. But you know, in truth, you know, when you look at these things, you know, and you talk to people, I'm sure you guys talk to other reality shows, not to burst any reality show bubbles, but you know, that first day, that first weekend, that you know, she didn't see any of us, and it was just a long, long weekend. That Sunday morning, they get us guys up at very early in the morning, you know, and you know, we're doing interviews, we're doing things, we're just standing around all day, and then we're brought up to the house and standing around all night, just standing around while they get, you know, while they're, you know, get their lighting act together, while they're doing the thing. So she's doing the same thing by just standing, you know, and it's almost looked like that she has a lot of exasperated looks based on us when it could be based on just the fact that she was standing around a lot. But at the same time, too, the editing showed Mark as the first guy off the bus, the short guy. I was actually the first one off the bus. So when I do see some of those reactions, it does kind of, you know, sting a little. You know what I mean?
Right.
I want to believe they're not all real, but at the same time, I know that some of them were real, too.
Yeah, see, that's, for us viewers, this is what is interesting to hear from you guys that have been on these reality shows. We always wonder about the editing, and I know especially those people that have taped a show and are already back home, you know, like for Survivor, The Amazing Race, and they get ready to watch it. The first thing that they're looking at in their mind is, what kind of editing did I get?
And we were all worried about it because we taped in March, April of 2003, and we didn't air until November of 2003. Now, 2003,
wow.
That whole summer was such a you know, a explosion of reality TV. They had Last Comic Standing had premiered. Race to the Altar was, you know, of course you had your Amazing Race. You had your Big Brother, and it had 2003 was Survivor Amazon, and then Survivor Pearl Island. And you had, I mean, there were so many different shows. You had Joe Millionaire in 2003. You had, because when we went to, we were invited, me, Milena, Mark, and Big Huge Craig were invited to represent Average Joe at the VH1 award show. And they had all of the, you know, different representatives of every reality show in 2003. I mean, it was freaking awesome to be hanging with Who Wants to Marry My Dad people, the Amazing Race people, the Survivor people, the American Idol people. It was just, to me, because I love reality TV, that I would have loved to have been there even if I hadn't been on a reality show. It was so awesome.
Right. Now, you know, we have seen you at some of these events that we're really Big Brother fans. This show kind of is heavy that, but we do also like other reality shows. But seeing you in Vegas and everything and seeing how much fun you were having with all the different reality stars, that wasn't your first exposure then. You had your first exposure seeing all these other reality show people at a long time ago then.
Yep. I mean, it's been going. I mean, I laugh because, I look at some of these, especially, the new season, when I interviewed Michelle Costa when she came off her season, I had already been in the reality game for six years or so. So it's like funny to see the newbies on the reality TV block, to see them come out and see, just hopefully be there to, help them deal with the, hey, what do I do when 50 million people start flooding my email with, oh my God, we loved you, or oh my God, what do I do when people run up to me on the street? It was just interesting to be able to, be able to pass on experience and be, be the old reality guy,
the veteran.
Dennis is
right.
The veteran, and he is so kind and takes them all under his wing and is always so supportive of them all. And you can tell just by me being out there around him at these events, you can tell how much they all love and respect him and have all, I think, probably leaned on him or gotten support from him at some time or another.
It's a lot of fun to me. I've always, like I said, even if I hadn't been on reality TV, something about those certain reality shows that bring together, like the MTV Real World people did, like Survivor people did, where you're bringing Big Brother people, you're bringing people from all walks of life to experience each other, or maybe or clash with each other, or it's just seeing how people react. It's seeing real life sometimes. We've already said that there's a lot of editing involved, but at the same time, at the very core of all this, you're seeing a lot of real people come in.
Yeah.
And I will have to say, in later years now, it seems like there's a lot of people that just want to get on a reality TV show just to be able to get their 15 minutes of fame. So the percentage of real people is really getting a little smaller. But at the same, that's what I enjoyed at the very beginning, to see how somebody from the South reacts, somebody from the North, or somebody from a totally religious, family reacts to somebody that was totally Wiccan, or somebody that it was just nice to be able to see, and then to get that hopeful feeling that everybody will accept everybody else, or maybe that those people were not as bad as they thought they were. And now they're hanging out with all these people, whether it be religion or sexual orientation or, monetary backgrounds or, whatever it is. It was, to me, that's what I loved about reality. I loved being able to experience it and just have hope for the future that, maybe the world is not as bad as we think it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, Dennis, a question came to my mind, and it's the first time I've ever asked this, but it's because I'm hearing that you engage and go to these events and engage these newbies. Over time, have you been able to see people come off of different shows and say, people coming off of show A seem to be having a harder time to readjust. People off of show B seem to adjust better. Have you ever noticed that? I have,
to a point where it's not even maybe necessarily the different show, because I was, even my experience, I did not want to leave. I had a hard time adjusting to being back in the real world. I didn't want to leave. I just, for whatever insane reason, I liked being with the people, being in that environment. It was just, it was a fun thing to do. I don't know, when talking to a couple of, because I've done a couple of gigs working for National Lampoon where, and Reality Wanted, where I was interviewing people like from Big Brother and Survivor and even Amazing Race on, you know, on their finale red carpet kind of shows and stuff, well, when they had their finales. So I was able to ask, you know, ask questions like, you know, just out of the normal questions. Did you have a hard time recovering after, like health-wise, or, you know, what was the first thing you did, or what, you know, something, you know, that didn't happen. I didn't really care about, like, who stabbed who in the game, and, you know, did you have any regrets or this, or I wanted to ask something else, you know, something more human, like, you know, just like you said, just see how they were dealing with fans, or how they were dealing with going back to work, or were they enjoying it, or did they, you know, some of these people want to continue in this type of environment. Like, a lot of them have gone into casting, like Erica Landon and Valerie Penso from Temptation Island. She's a good friend of mine. And
Jody Winchester.
You know, and Kelly Zanarki was on, you know, she was doing Minute to Win It casting and stuff like that. So a lot of people just, you know, still stay somewhat in the industry. But there are people that just couldn't deal with the backlash of how the editing made them come across. So I feel bad for them that you know, to be able to talk to them. You know, listen, you can't, you know, you've got to be able to go out and hold your head up high, because these people are watching you, and basing their entire like they're looking at the television screen and seeing that what they're seeing is the total truth, when in truth, you know, that one episode that you're seeing is 43 minutes plus commercials of an hour that might be, you know, 3 or 4 days, if not a week, shoved into that 43 minutes. You know, the producers are showing you exactly what they want you to see, or what drama or storylines are developed as far as what drama is created in that, you know, for whatever was happening in that, you know, in that week or in that period of days. I just know that, you know, from my experience, you know, my average, the day that I was eliminated was a week's worth of, you know, of filming that was crammed into 43 minutes. So that,
right.
You know, that whole episode where I never thought I'd have any exposure whatsoever, because I was somewhat in the middle of the drama, the episode turned into me, John, and Zach. There were 12 guys, but, you know, a lot of people only remember the three of us in that, you know, in that episode. You know what I mean? So it was really, I can never tell a short story here, but... I love talking to all the newbies when they come off to hear their good experiences, to hear, you know, what they're able to go back home and just have fun with it. I mean, a lot of towns will rally behind, you know, like you see American Idol people, you see Survivor people getting excited about things, you see Big Brother people getting excited about. You know, some small towns love it. Some, you know, and we'll get behind that. So it's really, that's really cool to see. And then again, it's really, it's really sad to see some of these people that might not be an actual serious bitch in real life, but they're portrayed like that. I mean,
right.
the biggest example that I would have to say is I love Shima to death. Love her to death.
She
was so ostracized after, you know, because everybody was making her out to be the biggest bitch of the century for having to give up the biggest opportunity of being on Big Brother.
Ron, the founder of our show here on the Red Reality Show,
mm-hmm.
was the first person who invited Shima to be on his show.
That is pretty
and,
awesome. I
and
got
he
to see her
realized
that
Shima was such a nice, sweet,
yes,
intelligent,
yes,
beautiful woman.
Yes. Yes.
And it was displayed on his show, on his radio show, right here on the Rad Reality Show, what a wonderful woman she was.
Mm-hmm.
And she told him, you know, no other radio show would even have me. Nobody wanted me to come on.
Right.
You know, everybody was so against Shima when she first came out of the house.
Right.
And
nobody knows, nobody, because everybody is believing what they see. Nobody in reality, I'm not knocking all producers and editors and all this stuff, but, you know, there is, you know, they're out to make a show. And
right.
You know, everybody needs a villain. Everybody needs a hero. I mean, how much more of Jeff and Jordan do we need in the world? Everybody, I have a bone to pick about that, because, you know, if I like my Big Brother show all natural, I did not like it when Jeff and Jordan, Rachel and Brendan, and, you know, people that I want all the new people. That's what I want to experience.
Yeah. How
all
do you
the new people? If you're going to have an all-star show, have an all-star show.
So do you have the same opinion towards the last couple of Survivor things where they brought in two returning people?
Yes, when they handed Boston Rob, I'm sorry, Boston Rob should never have been handed $1 million. He should have been gone. I bet those people were so freaking stupid, it's not even funny. They were just either in hero. No, I'm very against. You're going to have an all-stars, have an all-stars. I don't like the fact that they keep bringing these people back. That's just my opinion. You're going to have an all-stars, that's great. I'm hoping that one of these days, because I'm still trying to get on Survivor, because that's the show that I thought I was auditioning for to begin with, was
wow.
NBC's version of Survivor. Had I known it was going to be a dating show, I would have never have auditioned for it. I didn't know it was a dating show until 2 days before they were going to ship us out.
Wow.
They tricked us all into...
Can I assume that you might be a fan of the season's Survivor Cochran?
I am, but I am so sick because I've been on the East Coast. I've missed the past couple of I've missed the past four episodes, so I'm seriously behind in my reality TV watching. You know, I haven't seen Dancing with the Stars to see. You know, I didn't get to see Hope and Max get voted off. I've only heard about that. I watched The Biggest Loser. I haven't seen the last four episodes. I watched, Amazing Race.
It must
I haven't
be killing
seen
you.
It. It's killing me. My DVR is going to be pissed at me when I go home, because I was already supposed to have been home November 2nd, and then helping my brother move down to Florida, and it was just an opportunity I couldn't pass up to come down here and have Thanksgiving with him. So it was just, you don't often be able to, get to do things like that. The universe sometimes tell you,
it planned your days instead of you, so.
Yes, it
your
does.
Your DVR
right
is going to be smoking when you get home.
It is, but it was already going to be full by the time I was going to be home initially, and now I know it's going to not record certain shows, and I'm going to have to start, catching up online with my Survivors and my Amazing Races and a lot of the other shows that I watch, because I watch Top Model, I watch The Biggest Loser. I'm a total freak when it comes to reality TV. I just love all of it.
You're
hey,
like
Dennis.
I am. I watch tons of it too. And once you start watching it, I have TiVo, and you just say season pass, and it records all of them. And
right.
Once you start with one, you have to see it through. And I can't imagine, missing four episodes of every one of the shows that I watch.
Don't remind me. It's killing me. I'm like on cocaine withdrawal right now. I'm having the shakes.
I bet. You poor thing. I have a question for you. You had mentioned that it seems like the reality people that they're choosing for a lot of these shows now seem to be a little different than it was back in...
Mm-hmm.
The earlier days when you first started with reality TV. And I seem to agree with you. It seems more like they're handpicking a lot of the people today for reality shows off of modeling agencies and people that
a lot of
have...
these people already have agents. A lot of these people already, are already trying to, are already trying to further their, you know, further their career, or have people managing their Facebook accounts, or doing all these things to make sure that once they get off the show, they're doing something even further to talk shows, or represent their show, or represent themselves by going around and doing speaking engagements. Or I mean, it's great if you can get that work and stuff, but it's not.
Does that make it so much of a social experiment anymore, or is it just a leaping pad?
I think it's a combination of two. I think it's a combination. I think they're still getting some good, honest people that are submitting or being submitted for them, or because how they found a lot of us average Joes. They went to bars. They went to MIT. They were walking around. They were not waiting for tapes to be sent in. So I think that's another thing that they're doing. They're walking up to people in malls. How would you like to audition for a reality show? They're sending their scouts out to towns, to Hicksville places, to find people that are real enough, and they're still accepting some of these submissions that are like from modeling agencies, like you said, and people that are just are already trying to plan, 10 steps ahead with getting in, breaking into the TV film world.
Right. I don't know. It seems to me like some of them don't seem to have, it just doesn't seem to be like as much real people. Like back in the day when you were involved, it seemed like people that we could really relate to
mm-hmm.
more.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
now
to be,
it seems to be.
To tell you the truth, what was funny was, back in 2003, after when somebody had interviewed me for People magazine, in 2003, mind you, because Survivor started in 2000, and everybody was trying to copy that since then. So there was such an explosion of reality TV between 2000 and 2003 that my opinion to People magazine was I couldn't believe that they could come up with another different concept for a reality show. Because there was so much out there, and yet Average Joe was popular, I would have to say, yeah. It was just amazing that we blasted out of the park the way we did, because it was, I would have thought never, there was just too much reality TV that I didn't think nobody would want another reality TV show on the air, but networks want more reality TV because it's cheaper to produce. So half of me hates myself because I moved out from Massachusetts chasing the acting dream, and I was already an actor. I'd already did a lot of theater. I've already did a couple of commercials. I've already did that, and I just sort of fell into the Average Joe reality show just because I thought I was auditioning for NBC's version of Survivor. So half of me loves the fact that I'm here where I am now. The other half of me hates myself because, reality TV is taken away from regular TV jobs.
Well, we can't have
mm-hmm.
you hating yourself.
No, I'm kidding.
But we have somebody in the chat room that wants me to ask you, if you had the chance to go on any reality show that you could go on, which show would it be and why?
The show that I still want to get on, because people keep telling me, and it goes all the way back to the root of what happened to one of my on Average Joe. When somebody takes a look at me, it's just they see the skinny guy, they see the skinny nerdy guy that can't amount to anything when it comes to athletic stuff, just doing anything like that, and that always continually pisses me off. Because I'm a very competitive person, but nobody sees that. Nobody, because they can only see what's on the outside. They can't see what I'm able to accomplish on the, just to be able to go out there and do anything. I want Survivor because I've already had so many people tell me, "Oh, you can't do that." What do you mean I can't do that? I mean, tons of skinny. Look at Todd from Survivor China. I mean, he was a skinny dude.
Absolutely. There's tons of people.
there's a ton of people that, you know, I mean, that can last and do something like that. You know, I mean, you know, Todd and his best, you know, and his best friend there. Her name's escaping me now. The skinny blonde, you know, platinum blonde chick. She's like skinny as hell when she did that show, and she was even skinnier when she did All Stars. Courtney Yates. Yeah, but yet, you know, she was able to do it. Now, like, I don't understand why people take one look at me. I, even to now, you know, I'm a lot older now. You know, when it comes to, we'll get somebody to help us move this piece of furniture. I'm like, dude, you know, perfectly capable person here that can help you move a piece of furniture. I still get that. So the answer to your question is I still want Survivor. I want Survivor, and I want it bad.
I would love to see you on Survivor. I think that would be so awesome.
I, you know, just because of my good social game, but I'm also be able to, you know, I wouldn't be like that kid that is on this season. I'm very terrible with names, but the kid that was from Harvard, I don't even know if he's still on. Is he still
Cochran.
On?
Yes, he's still there.
Good. I'm cheering for him because I really like him because, you know, he was the one, he was like the version of what I think would be me. On
yep.
air, because everybody would take one look at him and say, you know, oh my God, he's not going to be able to amount to do anything, except you know, especially that first episode that, you know, he's like, you know, you give somebody one indication or one reason to doubt you, like he couldn't get over the wall, like one of the first episodes of this season. So that's, you know, that tells everybody that, you know, that was telling everybody on his team that he's weak. You know, not that I would never, ever give anybody a reason that, you know, that I was weak, but it's just his unfortunate, you know, thing that happened, you know, man, but he's the one, he's the underdog that I was cheering for just because of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's, Dennis, I didn't realize you hadn't watched the show. That's who I asked you earlier on if you were a fan of Cochran. That's his last name. I've already forgotten his first name, but he actually said, I want to be called Cochran. And
we have somebody.
I don't know about he's then if he's doing that I don't know. He's trying to create then he's trying to do something like, you know, Boston, you know, everybody knows Boston Rob is Boston Rob, or everybody's gonna, you know, think of,
well,
you know,
yes. His he's such a huge fan of Survivor, and he says all the really big names, the memorable people from Survivor, all are known by one name, and that's the genesis of why he said, call me Cochran. So, go ahead, Cherry.
We have somebody on the switchboard that would like to join us, so I'm going to bring this person on up on with us.
Sure.
Cowboy, thank you for calling into the Rad Reality Show. How are you?
Dennis, you couldn't play Survivor. You're just a nerd.
Oh, man, who the hell let this guy on the radio?
What are you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing good, Cowboy. What's up there, Mikey?
Oh, nothing much. Just chilling, and it's a stormy night in Oklahoma, and a very cold one at that. And I was on the switchboard. I said, who's that on the radio? And he was like, oh, that's Dennis. I thought, oh, I love that guy. I got to talk to him.
Mikey, I love you too.
And
so,
by the way,
you
Dennis,
know,
I have a message for Dennis that I have to get on before I forget. And the message is that I have a friend in Las Vegas in a wheelchair that you still owe a drink to.
Dan? Yeah.
He said you would know what that meant.
He can take that drink and shove it up his you-know-what, because all I owe him is a bottle of water. That's it, okay? You can tell him that, quote-unquote.
You know, Dennis, every time I
goodness.
See a hula hoop, I think of you.
He's out in the hospital in San Diego right now.
Oh, he is? Is he doing okay?
Yeah, he's hanging in there, but he's been out there for a week already, and I think he's going to be out there for a while. So
yeah,
you guys are thinking about him will cheer him up.
Yeah, he just had a birthday, and his balls has got bigger, and he keeps running them over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
He'll like
nice.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
nice.
The new spokesperson for Viagra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just took the dish show to a whole nother level.
We do that sometimes. He's going to come after you more. He's going to come after me. Thanks, Mikey. Thank you so much.
No problem. No. He's probably, I'm surprised he hasn't texted me. Thanks for that. But anyway, where's Michelle?
She had to work tonight, so she was not able to join us tonight. But she will be back with us next week.
Yeah, but you said the Patriots are on tonight. That's why. She's probably working the Patriots game tonight.
She is working the Patriots game tonight.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's going on right now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. My boy.
Yeah. Sweet. Hey, Dennis, I did hear talk about when you do reality TV, it kind of hurts your shots with television stuff and all that. And he's absolutely right. I mean, after I did Big Brother, I tried for a couple of years, probably not even that, probably a year. And, I'm about to actually do something, which, you know, I will let everyone know Toys for Tots in 2 weeks. It's a tough industry to get into because you're classified as a reality star.
Right.
And it's a very tough industry.
I dropped it off my resume. I just couldn't do, you know, because, you know, agents and managers would not want to even look at me.
Right.
I was lucky enough to get the 3 movies that I've done so far were because of where I was working at National Lampoon to be able to get to ask and audition. I still had to audition. I wasn't given anything for free, but it was still a hard sell because, you know, people, if they hear that you are on a reality TV show, there are so few people that you can say that you can see from reality TV that have been successful to be able to transition into the, you know, TV film world. I mean, you have Elizabeth Hasselbeck from Survivor Australia, but you also have Colby from Survivor Australia. He's done a movie or two. One of the last ones that I can think of was Wes Craven's Red Eye. Colby was in that one as like a Secret Service man or something like that. You have a girl, I believe her, she was in The Real World London. She's done a bunch of things. And there was an Asian girl that was in Real World San Diego, the first season of San Diego. She's done a couple of TV projects.
It don't happen very often.
Right.
And it gets so frustrating. So Dennis, I know where you came from. Are you still doing gay porn?
I've been trying, that's Stephen Daigle's department, okay? Yeah.
Wrong guy. Okay.
I've been
worried
about
that, buddy.
Mikey, I've been waiting, you know, because they were supposed to be filming me and you for the next
one. Oh, Brokeback Mountain 2. Yeah, that's right.
Right. So Stephen Daigle was going to direct the both of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So when are you going to come to Oklahoma and hang out with me, bud?
Okay. I'm on top, though.
I gotta
come out to Oklahoma. I would love to. I've never been to Oklahoma, dude. I'd love to be able to come out there because a funny little story. It was like five or 6 years ago. Blazing Saddles celebrated their 30th anniversary of the movie. Well, they had a contest down at the Saddle Ranch in Los Angeles on Sunset Boulevard that I happened to sign up for, and I showed up at 8:00 in the morning, and I was the only one that had showed up. They wanted 4 contestants there, and the contestants were going to be jumping into this big, huge bowl of beans. And buried in the beans were these DVDs. And I had won, when I found the DVD, they cut it open. I won a 3-day, 2-night trip to a dude ranch in Texas that I took one of the other guys that I was on Average Joe with. But it was, to be in the country, to be riding horses and experiencing a whole dude ranch life, that was a blast. I'd love to be able to come to Oklahoma and chill out with you, dude.
That's cool. I tell you what, I wish that you could come up to Toys for Tots.
in a
I
couple
was
weeks.
I up in Massachusetts. If I was still up there, I would have been able to zip up to New Hampshire with you.
Oh,
I'm already
out
in Florida
right
now.
When was you there?
I was there up until I just got today's Monday. I got here Friday morning. I was in Massachusetts for 2 weeks. I got there I was there for Halloween, so I was there for the last 2 weeks of October.
Cool.
I'm gonna have to interrupt something. I have somebody else that I have to bring up on air right now.
Okay.
All right. Let's bring up somebody.
Thank you for calling in. Welcome up to the Rad Reality Show.
Hello.
Vegas.
Hello.
How are you?
Area code 702.
Area code 702.
Oh, I know you really didn't do that, Pat. You didn't do that, sir.
Yes, I did.
Oh, man, I'm just trying to sit here in the hospital, mind my own business, and now you put me on the air.
Yes,
hey,
I did.
Hey, how's the Viagra and the balls in the bottom of your wheelchair?
Oh, man.
Oh, Viagra's working great. Just all these nurses won't let me use it. That's the only bad part.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, wait till you see your face.
Hey, just tell them. Just tell them you're the spokesperson and you've got to try out the product.
I tried that in the brothels up in Trump. They didn't take me up on that either. Okay, come on now. I'm on drugs here. I'm on a roll. Give me a break.
Oh, brother.
Well,
how
you
doing?
Dennis wants to know, are you going to do Brokeback Mountain 2 with him?
I'm waiting for you to co-star with me, man.
Okay.
Come on, Michael. You know I know your secrets. You better be good to me.
Yeah, I like the SCBs that I have.
Yeah, hey, is Dennis still here?
I'm here.
Hey, where's my drink? You still owe me a drink, you cheap bastard.
I still owe you a drink, right, okay.
Come to Vegas, you won't even buy me a drink. See how some people
are. You know the expression, the check's in the mail, the drink's in the mail, sir, okay? The drink's in the mail.
Gee, thanks, buddy, and I thought you were my pal.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm sorry to do that to you, Dan, but... I know you were just calling in to listen, but I had to throw you up on air. I had to figure out some way to put a smile on your face.
I appreciate that. They got me. They just gave me some good drugs, so you don't know what might come out of my mouth.
Are you sharing?
Me and morphine get along real well.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll tell y'all why I'm in the hospital. That would really gross y'all out.
Hey, Dan.
Yes, sir.
I assume you're not looking in the chat, but some of our chatters is saying that they hope you're feeling better soon.
Well, so do I. You know, I got some real problems going on right now, and they're trying to figure it out. I might be here a while, so I appreciate everybody's thoughts and prayers, but. I'm too honorary for anything else to happen, you know?
Yeah.
I'll be okay.
Everybody loves you.
Time. No, tell
everybody
me that next time you're mad
you
at me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me?
Yeah. I said, tell me that next time you're mad at me, huh? Everybody loves you.
Oh.
No, you caught me at a good time. They really did. They just shot me up for 5 milligrams of morphine not 10 minutes ago. You got me real good.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in sunny La Jolla, California, and I can't get to the beach. Is that right?
That's not fair.
No, that's not fair at all. Right? They're taking good care of me. I'm here.
Oh, we're glad to hear that. Yeah.
Not having any fun, but we're hanging in there.
Where exactly are you, Dan?
Well, actually, I'm considered San Diego VA Hospital, but it's actually in La Jolla.
Okay.
You know, anybody in this area, you know, you're welcome to come in and visit. You know, bring
your thing, though, he needs to try out his medicine.
Mm-hmm. Since he's the spokesperson.
Right.
Hey, by the way, Mike, are the antibiotics working for that STD yet?
No, they're not. I'm going to have to go back tomorrow and, ask the doctor for a higher dose.
Okay, you better change it. Maybe some vancomycin or something like that might help.
It's kind of sad you kind of know what the medicine I need.
Yeah, I've been there. What can I say?
Mm-hmm. You guys are too much. I tell you, it's like you throw Alan into the mix, it's like having a Three Stooges on.
Hey, who you got? I better not be in that.
Mike's the only person I ever met that got the crabs and tried to boil them.
You know what?
Wow.
I appreciate that lemon crab medicine that you gave me. I actually tried putting that on the crabs, and it didn't taste very well.
Oh,
man, I just ate.
Dennis, you can't.
Hello. The people that don't know us will take food from the assholes in the world right now.
Oh, okay. Hey, Dennis.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of the house rodent?
The house rodent?
Yeah, have you ever heard of the house rodent? And hopefully they know where I'm going and they're digging through the cliffs.
We've already played it once tonight.
No.
You what?
We've already played Michelle's house rodent clip once tonight.
You already what?
We've played Michelle's house rodent clip once tonight, but I'll play it again.
No, how about the Toys for Tots one?
Okay,
is that a Toys for Tots one?
Yes, we'll do that right now.
Cool.
What we're going to do right now is we're going to take another break. We're going to hear from our friendly rodents about a thing that's happening in the end of this month. So, or the beginning of next month. Here we go.
I'm hearing Christmas music.
The state motto is live free or die. The total badass is there.
Relax, world. It's the Big Brother Fan Club's annual Toys for Tots charity event.
I'm sorry, HR, but you don't exactly strike me as the charitable type.
Charity begins at home, squirrel.
Then why are we going to New Hampshire?
Because this woman was supposed to be there.
I knew it. There's always some ulterior motive with you, HR.
You want to guess what my motive for creating a crime scene will be, squirrel?
That's okay, HR. I have a pretty good idea.
I guess it's the first time for everything. Anyway, you'll like it, New Hampshire squirrel. There's plenty of nuts there.
Ooh, I wonder what nuts from New Hampshire taste like.
Jordan, I think he was referring to Big Brother fans.
HR, how can insulting potential guests possibly help a charity?
It doesn't help the charity, Jordan. It keeps the clouds down so we get more time with this woman. Maybe I should just leave you two at home.
No, HR, I wouldn't miss the opportunity to see you making a spectacle of yourself.
Fine. Join us, the Big Brother House Rodents, for the Big Brother Fan Club's annual Toys for Tots charity event Sunday, December 4th, New Hampshire, 2 to 7 p.m. You'll be helping out a great cause while meeting some of your favorite house guests.
And you'll also get to see a grown rat drooling on himself.
You know, squirrel, you look better with a chalk outline.
I'll tell you what, House Rodent is amazing, and he's actually from the area, so I'm so excited I get to meet him again. He does amazing work.
Who?
Huh?
Who?
The guy that does the House Rodent.
The guy that just made that clip.
Oh, okay. No. You're probably in your bedroom right now, probably curled up in a ball on a, Monday night, aren't you?
He's actually helping his brother move in Florida.
Yeah. Oh, really? I've always wanted to go to Florida.
Yeah, I'm in Daytona right now. It's nice and warm down here.
Oh, really? It's cold and rainy here. It's cold and rainy.
No.
I left that in Massachusetts, too.
I tell you what, I almost went to Daytona once. It was for a woman. I'm not going to go there. But, yeah, it was a long story. But I'm hoping one day I go to Florida. Probably, to be honest with you, the day I go to Florida is probably when I take my kids to Disney World.
Yeah, one of my good friends, I'm going to be spending some time to one of the other friends that I have. You guys remember the show, The Real Gilligan's Island, the reality show?
Yeah,
I remember that one.
My friend Zach, who is one of the Gilligans, he lives in Orlando, so I'm going to be hanging with him for a couple of days before I fly out of Orlando and fly back to L.A. On November 30th.
Well, you just need to fly out. You need to just fly out there and then come to New Hampshire.
I wish I could, dude. I already changed my flight once. When's the Edgewood Scott thing?
It's December the 1st through the 5th.
Oh,
fly out the 5th.
Wow. I wish I was already. If I was already still up in Massachusetts, I would. I like I said, I'd already be up there to help you out, dude. New Hampshire is only railroad. Half hour, 45-minute ride. That's not really that bad. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I know. I wish I knew you were there.
I wish, I was only going to be in Massachusetts until November 2nd. All of this stuff was just last minute. My brother, you know, was going to be moving back down here. So I said, you know what, maybe I could help you move down here. And it just turned out that I was able to use his one-way ticket and, you know, I gave up my round trip ticket because there was no way in hell I was going to, be able to change it for less than $800 to Virgin Airlines.
Hey guys,
ridiculous.
Hey, let's add one more guy to this conversation. Guess who
it is? Wait a minute, Dennis. What did you do wrong? We got a couple in the house.
Who's this?
Hi,
you're on, Alan.
Thanks for calling into the Rad Reality Show.
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
Hey,
Dennis has got the drugs on him.
Oh, no. Okay, so that's who I tackle in Frisk right now?
Yes.
I want to know who sold me out, because I tell you what, I'm sitting there having fun, and Michael comes sprinting in there and starts laughing. A lot of y'all probably know that me and Michael are still really close friends, and he likes to put stuff on my Facebook, and I like to put stuff on his. So whoever ratted me out, you got me. I had that picture off. I was probably about 30 seconds when he comes running in there.
I don't
but
know.
The thing is, no one ratted him out. I just saw him with the computer and knew that he was messing around with it. And he was.
Good.
He was talking to some chick. Coming on to her and stuff, and oh my goodness, yeah, leave it to Beaver. Hey Dennis, Alan used to be, we were roommates for about a year and a half when I went through my divorce. He was my roommate, and he's police officer here
in
Oklahoma.
I met Dennis in Vegas in 2010. We actually talked for about 30 minutes.
Oh, how you doing, sir?
Bob, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Were you part of the policeman thing for either the September or the October poker tournament?
No, sir. I wanted to. I did get invited, but being from Oklahoma and law enforcement definitely are not in it for the money.
Right.
Fortunately, the event that I have got to go to was definitely a blessing, and because me and Michael are really close,
Dennis,
you know, when we come to Vegas, there's some chat friends and stuff that we stay with, and I would have wanted to, but no, sir, I didn't get to.
He met you, Dennis, at the Vegas
Bash. And like I was talking to Cherry earlier, you know, I love being able to hang with a lot of the newbie reality people. But one of the other things I like hanging with, you know, especially when you go to Vegas, you know, is all of you guys that, you know,
that, you know, love, you know, reality TV just as much as I do. I still think of myself as a big, huge fan. I forget that sometimes that I'm also a reality person too, because I just love being able to talk to and compare notes of what shows the people like and who's friends with
who. I don't know if you remember me or not, but I know who you were as soon as you walked out, because I'd actually watched some of your show, and we stood in the hallway and you showed me your tattoo, and we had talked about your tattoo for a little bit.
My 15 minutes of hell.
I'm talking about the one on your arm, not the one on your. Well, never mind.
Wait a minute, dude, you got a tattoo?
Michael, yeah. You remember the one you put on my ass, right? Don't you, Michael?
Hey, Alan, just so you know, Dennis and myself are going to do Brokeback Mountain 2, and Steven is going to produce it.
Yes.
Wow. Hey, guys, I'm going to have to interrupt for a moment. We are playing a game on the Red Reality Show.
Okay.
And Madam Crystal Broella is posting riddles in our chat room, and we have received our second riddle, second riddle of our night. And I'm going to have to read the next riddle.
The riddle is,
once you have discovered the keywords, you must input them into the house guest box. If your comment in their site is wise, you will win the prize.
Well, I have a chastity belt. You have to marry me first.
So I'm going to read this one more time. Rule number four. Once you have discovered the key words, you must input them into the house guest box. If your comment in their site is wise, you will win the prize. So that is riddle number four of our Treasure Troll with Madam Broella.
Wow. Okay. I missed the first three. Can you tell me the first three? Just the recap.
You'll have to go to the Madam Broella Facebook page for the first three.
She's on my Facebook page.
All right, I'll just look her up later.
So Cherry, you can go to her Facebook page, and all the clues are there.
These last two will be placed there tomorrow.
Oh, okay. And what does the winner get?
There will be a treasure chest filled with Big Brother memorabilia for the winner. So the winner is going to get a treasure chest filled with Big Brother memorabilia. No other person, this is going to be, you know, items that no other person will have. This is going to be very.
So you got Cowboys boxers?
Not something that
you got
everybody
Cowboys
else
boxers?
Has. Pardon me?
You got Cowboys boxers?
No, but I do.
I have those.
Oh, that's right. Dennis got them.
Dennis has your boxers, Cowboy.
Hey, Dennis, I've got somebody who's going to say hello to you.
Okay.
Hi, Dennis.
Hey. That's my 6-year-old.
Oh. I definitely got to come out there to Oklahoma to visit you guys.
You're going to have to. I tell you, I got something in the works, and I will email you and let you know. I'm not letting the fans know yet because they have to pay attention. Hold on. They've got to pay attention to the live feeds or be at New Hampshire Toys for Tots. But I will let you know, because I'm about to do something huge. I mean, I always say you never know what I'll do next, and it's about time. I am, I've been trying to do this for a long time. So this is some good news. Cherry actually knows a little bit of it, and she will vouch. And Alan knows a lot about it, too. This is huge news.
Cool. Well, I'll let you be on top, okay?
I don't want no. I can't say nothing. I got my boys by me now. It's so wrong.
Where's John Crocker when you need him?
I know, right?
Does he have any tasty?
No, go.
He's probably working tonight, or he'd be here.
Go, baby. But hey, Dennis, you're gonna have to come to this area, and Alan and I will show you Oklahoma and Texas, and of course you fly into Texas. We fly into Texas because the airport's only an hour and a half away from us.
Okay, Michael, I'll definitely keep in touch with you to be able to, because I definitely want to make that happen soon. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I tell you. You know, just so the fans know, Dennis and I, we actually got to meet, I guess we met in Vegas 2 years ago. That was probably the first time we met, wasn't it?
I got to see you when you came off on your season, though. I got to see you then, but we didn't really get
Oh, did you?
Yes, but we didn't really get to connect until Vegas.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was always at the
finale parties at, you know, in Studio City. I was at pretty much every single one, so I got to see everybody. I got to meet everybody, and then CBS stopped having them, but you guys were still meeting in places. So I got to see you on your, like, there was a finale party before.
Yeah. Cool. Well, anyways, Dennis and I hit it off really well in Vegas 2 years ago. And, I mean, Dennis is an amazing person. And, I mean, he's like me. He always wants to see a smile on everyone's face. And
that's the only way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way to be. You know, you got to have fun. Life's too short. And, you know, if you can do stuff, you know, that for charity and have fun and be able to, you know, be good or just be out there and make people happy and just, you know, enrich people's lives and whatever. And just be the person that, you know, to be able to give back for doing all this stuff is amazing.
That's fun. Sorry, I'm being daddy. I'm asking for a snack.
Mm-hmm.
Before you go, Cowboy, we do have a little bit of breaking news. I thought Panther was going to call in, but it looks like she may have fallen asleep. Panther announced to me right before the show that she was approved for Walmart. They will be doing a meeting at Walmart, and it looks like that's a go.
Yeah, she told me that today.
That's awesome.
So there will be a nice meet and greet at Walmart for Toys for Tots. I'm starting to lose my mind.
I mean, they're really being nice. Portsmouth Walmart is letting us sit out and put a box for Toys for Tots and do autographs. And I'm really excited about the six people that we have this year. It's already the biggest that we've ever had. It's a huge success, and we haven't even started. And I'm really excited because Walmart is letting us come in, and we're doing a shopping spree that Real Player donated $400, and the Big Brother house guest is going to go and do a shopping spree at their Walmart. And then we're going to sit down and we're going to sign autographs and set a box out for people to put toys in. So I'm just so excited because, you know, they didn't have to let us do it, but they were like, it's for the kids.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, before I forget, how about texting me Panthers or your PayPal account, and I'll send you something up there for Toys for Tots.
Dan, you don't have to do that, buddy.
I don't have to do a lot of things, you know. But
I'll tell you what you do have to do. You do have to
text
mail.
Here we are on the Rad Reality Show with everybody else. We've got a whole crew up here live on the Rad Reality Show tonight. You might as well join us.
Hey, Panther.
Well, where'd she go?
I'm here.
Thank you. There you are.
I'm here.
Is it Panther?
Thank you for joining us.
Hello.
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 State your name and
hello.
Where you're from.
Hello.
Caller, state your name and where you're from.
I'm from your mama.
Hey,
oh,
so
wow.
Where's your tattoos?
Oh, hello.
I've seen one.
Hey, Panther, you still saving yourself for me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Viagra, now I'm ready.
All
oh,
right,
baby.
Here you go.
Dennis, I'm so sorry. You never know what's going to happen on our show.
No.
The only reason Dan takes Viagra is so he doesn't have to roll over in bed and fall off his bed at night. I can't wait.
Ouch.
A kickstand.
Hey, Panther.
Yes, sir.
You need to email Dan on Facebook with your PayPal information so he can put a donation in, please.
Okie dokie, will do. Thank you, Dan.
Well, put it to my cell phone. Just text it to me. It's easier that way.
Do
that's
you have his
my
number?
Email address. I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
If he hasn't changed
it,
I do.
I'll give it up. So you hold on a second. Let me look it up on my phone.
It's 555.
555. Viagra.
You were calling into a crazy radio show tonight.
Hey, Panther. I was just telling everybody, our charity started with Walmart and everything, and I told everybody it's already successful, and we haven't even started, and I'm so excited that it's only 2 weeks away, and Dennis feels really bad. He's like,
yeah.
I wish you told me about, and he was like, what did you say, 45 minutes away from us, like less than a week ago?
Yeah.
Bummer. Yeah, but you know what, Dennis? We do this every year. Well, you need to be, you know, mark on your calendar, the first weekend in December.
My family's all in Boston, so you know, I gotta plan it a little better. That way, I'd be able to come up and see you too.
Yeah, it's always the first weekend in December.
Okay, well, I'll make sure I do that. But,
we're always in the holiday parade, too, so that's a lot of fun.
And where are your smiley face boxers?
All right, I'm going to have to go now, guys, but I want to make sure, Cherry, I want to be able to, you know, just in case you ever want me, I'd love to be able to call in again and have fun with you guys more often, okay?
Dennis, you always welcome on our show, and if you're ever doing events that you want to promote,
yeah.
You are always, always, always welcome to call into our show and talk about anything that you're doing. You are always welcome to call
in. I would love to be able to
just
call in and be able to just talk to you guys about reality TV. That's basically what this is all about, right?
We are.
Yep. And Dennis, and Big Brother, when Big Brother's going on, I do the roundtable on Thursday night. So you're going to have to call in on some of my shows.
I'm definitely going to have to do that, too.
Hey, Dennis, this is Paul. I've been waiting on this question, but we had so many people came up on the line. I really, really, really want to know, how much time was there between your first season one and season two?
That when they were made or when they aired? Because when they were made. When they were made, when they first saw, season one, when the producers, executives, whatever, first saw season one and all the footage of season one, they greenlit season two right away. Season two already started filming, and we filmed in the end of March, April of 2003, and we were supposed to have gone to Hawaii, but Iraq started then, so they grounded us, and we were sent to Palm Springs. They sent season two to film at the end of July, all of August, 2003.
Okay.
So they already had two seasons in the can by the time we aired in November of 2003.
Okay.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So it was really cool because they really loved the idea.
The reason I asked the question is because I thought no way that they could have a second season because the girl would have an idea of what was going to happen.
Right.
Oh.
And you know what? That's what I thought was inconceivably stupid funny about season four when they got Anna. Anna supposedly never was anywhere near a TV before, so she never got the concept or never supposedly never saw it before, so they were able to also fool her with the fourth and last season of Average Joe.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, mm-hmm. Dennis, I will.
So you need to find somebody that hadn't been exposed
right.
to that.
But at the same time, they could have still done it because that they when they were looking for contestants for our season, they were looking for contestants for you know what they were billing as the as NBC's version of Survivor. So they weren't even telling the contestants what the show was for. So I think they could have still did seasons 5, 6, and 7 because people didn't know what they were doing.
Right.
You know? So.
Well, Dennis, I want to also echo what Cherry said. We really enjoyed you being on, and we love talking reality TV on this show, and you're the person to talk to. And thanks so much. And
thank you guys for having me, because it's been a blast. I definitely love talking anything and everything that's to do with reality TV and what's coming up and what people like Michael will, you know, do to, you know, help charity stuff like Jillian Larson yeah. down in San Temecula, California with her cancer stuff, with whatever anybody else does, you know, with the lady that was just doing in the Kentucky stuff, the dog stuff, or...
No,
absolutely.
We will
be promoting Jillian Larson's reality rally, and we mm-hmm. did promote the reality rescue event,
mm-hmm.
and we will be promoting any of the charity events that come along. Anything that you want to let us know about in the future,
right.
please let us know, and we'll promote it. It's something that, you know, anything to do with reality TV and charities, we certainly will promote. So we hope to have you back on. We love your wealth of knowledge, and there's just so much that you know and care about with reality TV.
And when you care about it, when you care about people, when you, you know, you care about the, you know, the roots of reality TV. It's just fun. I don't think I could ever get tired of it. From the stupidest things like the Beverly Hills Housewives, all the way up to the really good stuff. You know,
Big Brother season 5.
Big Brother season 5. I didn't see that season.
You didn't miss nothing.
Well, thank you
right.
so much, Dennis. It's been an absolute joy having you on the show, and I appreciate you coming on.
We will definitely
have you back again soon.
Right. If I don't talk to any of you before, I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
Oh, you
thank
too.
You
too, buddy.
Right.
Yeah, hey, Dennis, will you do me a favor? Dennis, will you do... I want you to go run on the beach tomorrow and untie some woman's band suit and say, "Cowboy told me to do it."
We'll see. Okay.
I have a favor, Dennis, because
the tattoo on my ass still hurts there, Michael.
I have a favor to ask you, Dennis, real quick.
What?
If you would mind, real quick, just say, "My name is Dennis Luciani, and I've had a great time on the Rad Reality Show."
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
My name is Dennis Luciani. I was on Average Joe season 1, 2, and 3, and I had a great time on the Ron Rad Reality Show.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Awesome. Love you, buddy.
Love you guys. Talk to you soon, okay?
Okay. You take care, Dennis. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey.
Woohoo. You know, I didn't realize that he was on season 1, 2, and 3.
They filmed season four. They didn't air any of my stuff for season 4. I had a whole camera crew following me for a month and a half as they gave a whole makeover twist to me. I had a personal trainer, nutritionist, I had all that stuff for season. Yeah, I was the only Average Joe that was in all 4 seasons.
Holy moly! I'm not asking the pay, but did you get paid for all 4 seasons?
No, I only got paid for seasons 2, 3, and 4. I was not paid as a contestant. I was paid for 2, 3, and 4, though. It isn't, because, I mean, you were paid some money for being on Big Brother, correct?
Right.
Right. Well, you were paid as a contestant. None of us Average Joes were.
So
there was a case that the season 2 Average Joes were suing NBC for the fact that we weren't paid, because they were trying to be sneaky about saying that we were game show contestants instead of it was a big thing that I guess was swept under the rug, because they were supposed to be trying to get the settle or do something. There were 17 of us listed on the whole settlement. I was actually listed on it it was kind of an ugly thing, but then nothing ever came of it, so it just sort of
I hope they use lube.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Sorry, buddy.
Just on a lighter note, Dennis, Michael still has the scars on his knees from the stuff he had to do.
I told you, you needed brand new knee pads, brand new ones.
Oh, my goodness. Get back to your family, Dennis. Thank you so much for answering our questions.
Right. Bye, guys. Love you.
Thank you so much. What a great guy.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you what, he is awesome. I mean, he's crazy. He's more crazy than I am.
He is a sweetheart, though, I tell you. You can tell when you first meet him how genuine and just
he has a heart of gold.
Everybody. Yeah, he does. He really does.
That's absolutely
just like you
true.
Do. I mean, you have a heart of gold, too. And, you know,
he's
just as genuine. And you can tell that he really takes everyone that comes out of reality shows under his wing now and really tries to help those who are coming out of the new shows under his wing and help them, with what they're going to be facing and, you know, the things that they don't know are about to hit them straight on.
Right.
You know, he tries to help them with what's coming about. And he's just so sweet. He's a wonderful guy.
I like to say something about Dennis. I'm very humble about my experience, and everyone in the Big Brother family knows who I am. I mean, I'm old. I'm 7 years old. I mean, a lot of people knows who I am. And I witnessed something in Vegas this last year. People from all reality shows came up to Dennis and just gave him a hug. I mean, just was so excited to see Dennis. I mean, it was Survivor. It was Amazing Race. It was Big Brother. It was whatever reality shows that was there came and gave Dennis a hug. I mean, that right there, I tell you what, that man is amazing.
Right.
And that's why I guess we're so close as we are. And, you know, I know a few people outside of Big Brother, but he knows every reality people. I mean, if you go to events, he goes to you. He hugs you and welcomes you into the reality family. It's not the Big Brother family. It's the reality family that he, you know, welcomes. And he's just a heart of gold. I mean, just a stand-up guy.
That's him. That's exactly right. He's like the, it's almost like the grandfather of reality show.
He is.
I mean, he's not that old, but he's like the grandfather of reality. He takes care of everyone who is coming off these reality shows, and he's been around longer than most anyone else who's been doing these shows, and he knows what everybody is about to face, and he helps everyone, and he's just so sweet. You just
know
enough about him. We have somebody on the switchboard, area code 626. If you are wanting to talk with us, you need to press 1 again. I don't know if you're listening.
Press 1. Let's keep the show going.
Fine. Well, now they've hung up, so I guess they weren't wanting to talk with us. I guess we scared them off. Sometimes people call just to listen, and sometimes pressing 1 doesn't work. So I always like to mention if they want to talk, to press 1 again, because we don't always know.
Do we still have Panther on the phone?
No.
Did she just say no?
Yes.
Hey,
yes?
I got a question. Do we have many people in the chat room?
In the chat room, of course.
There's several, Cowboy, there's several that had to call it a night and have left, but we have Joe Seymour, Jeff, Lola, Mr. No Pants, Dina, Panther, Night Owl.
You know what? I'll tell you what, Panther, why don't we, the people that is hung around on a Monday night, why don't we play a game and give them 5 free raffle tickets to our drawing for Toys for Tots. Do you agree?
Okie dokie.
Okay. How do I get in on that? Well, you're going to have to go to the computer.
Okay, I'm going to get on your computer. Hold on.
I tell you what, Alan. You stay on the phone. I need 2 more people that wants to call in. You've got to call in and press 1. And I'm not going to ask the question to keep it fair. Panther, you're going to ask the question of any Big Brother question whatsoever from season 1 to 13. Get it in your mind. And we're going to get 3 people, two more people on the line. We got Alan. We'll get 2 more people. And we're going to give away 5 tickets that goes to our drawing for Toys for Tots. And what this table has a bunch of things. It has a autographed baseball. It has a telescope. It has airline tickets. And what you will be able to do is we will take your name and you will email Panther or myself where you want it. And you don't have to make your mind up where you want it because there's probably 10 to 15 items on this table this year. It's a real nice table.
We also have one that I have not announced yet.
Huh?
We also have one that I have not announced yet.
Really?
Hey. We do have one person already on the air, and before I bring that person up, I will play their theme song that I created today.
That's cool.
Hey, Joe.
I'm there, Joe.
It seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe. He's got a way that makes the angels heave a sigh.
You're right.
Chi-Town Joe, what do you think of your new theme?
Well, the Judy Garland sounded okay. I figured he was gonna put in a Jimi Hendrix and all that. It goes along with that. I hear that all the time. I'm sure it's like Michelle, you know, how she hears Michelle all the time. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Joe.
Hi,
hey, Chilltown Joe. I want to be the first to say I'm so excited I'm going to get to meet you in 2 weeks.
I know you poked me a little while ago.
Was that Alan? That was Alan.
Alan, I don't wonder why, because it was Alan's face on the. He's putting his face on your profile pic.
Yeah, he got on my computer. And he had time to. Yeah, he put his picture on my...
I don't know it yet, but he poked a whole bunch of people a while ago.
Oh, he did, didn't he? I'm listening to the show, and all of a sudden I see I got poked, and I look, and there's Mike Ellis.
That's awesome. You know, and like the other night, I wished 100 people a happy birthday. That was actually
Yeah, I got that. Yeah, I got that too.
Did you? Yeah, I wished 100 people happy birthday. And someone goes,
he must have got hacked again. I go, I love this.
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting you, Cowboy.
Awesome. Well, 12-Pound Joe, the rules is Panther's going to give a question, and it's Big Brother related from season 1 to 13.
Okay.
And whoever gets it right gets 5 tickets to put in any box that we have on our raffle table, and we have from, like, an autographed baseball, a telescope, Southwest airline ticket, and several other things. There's, I mean, some great prizes this year.
Cowboy, I'll be there, so that'll be fun.
Joe, Cowboy, we have another caller. Tina, I don't have a song for you yet, but understand you're calling in to participate. And my question for you while I pick her up, Cowboy, is how are you going to order the people answering the question? In other words, is Joe going to be first? Is Dina going to be second? Is Alan going to be third? How are you going to do that?
Oh, shit.
I forgot about it. Whoever yells it out first.
Well, no. You are able to put these three people in screening, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what we will do between all of us, you will put these three in screening. She will answer, she will ask each person, and if we go, we'll figure out. Yeah, I forgot about this shit. Sorry.
Okay, so here, Cowboy, that sounds good. We will say Joe will get the question first, and then I will put Alan and Dina in the screening room so they won't be able to hear it.
Awesome. Great.
Let me know.
And no one's going to know. And I'm upstairs, and Alan's downstairs with the kids. So, I mean, with all of us, we can come up with questions, and no one's going to hear nothing.
All right. Alan
just
dropped off the phone.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Well, we've got 17 minutes left on the show.
Okay,
and
might have to extend it.
No,
I can't extend it. The show's extended as far as it can go.
And, hey, chat room will be hearing the question. Do not type in the answer. Give Joe and Dina a chance. Hey, Dan, do you want to participate?
No, that's okay.
Hey, what's the number? I'm going to call on a different phone. His phone went dead.
347.
1347.
237.
237.
5506.
Oh. Okay. Hold on one second. That last one's a six. You're going to have to write it. Okay, well, Alan will be third. He'll be up on the line one.
Okay, so Shaitan Joe's going to go first, then Dina, and then Alan.
And to be fair, I'm not going to ask no questions. I'm just going to be the referee because I'm going upstairs blocking me. Okay.
Panther?
Yes.
Do you have the question ready?
No.
Oh, Panther, come on. You're like a Big Brother fan.
I know, but I just, there's so many I could ask, and you just put me on the spot.
Oh, okay, I'll tell you what. I'm upstairs, and I'll go outside
yeah,
on
that's
my
true.
Balcony. Do we, okay, is
all right, Cherry, say again the order.
Okay. Shaitan Joe is going to go first, then Dina, and then Alan.
Okay, Alan is up the line. I'm putting Alan and Dina in holding, if you will, so they won't be able to hear it, and I'll let you guys know. Okay, both Alan and Dina are now muted, and they can't hear the question. So anytime whoever's going to ask the question, ask it now.
Okay. Who was, this is going to be a two-parter. Who was the third HOH this season, and who gave them the HOH key?
Oh, it's a two-parter? Wasn't it Rachel and Brendan? And who gave them the key? I can't answer that. I can't remember who gave him the key. I'll shut up now.
Okay.
So Chi-Town Joe says it's Rachel and he can't answer the second part.
Okay, so now we're going to go to Dina. So we're going to put Chi-Town Joe in. I'll put him in the screening room.
You're going to do it?
I'm going to bring up Dina. Dina?
You really can't hear.
Dina?
Hello?
Hi, Dina. Okay,
hey,
it's your turn to answer the question.
Wish
go ahead, Panther. Ask her the question.
Okay, the question was, who was the third HOH this season, and who gave them the key?
I don't know. The third H. Oh, Rachel, right? No, Brendan was, and he gave Rachel the key, right?
Nope. Okay, we're going to put Dina back in the screening room. And bring... Now, Alan dropped off again. Our game isn't going so well here. Alan keeps dropping off on us.
Well, this is real excitement, let me tell you.
How about you, Dan? Do you want to take Alan's spot?
No, I haven't got the slightest idea. I really didn't watch much of last season. I was busy doing other things.
All right, well, we got to move on, I think, Cherry, and bring them back up. And we've got, actually, before, okay, we actually have one person, neither of them answered both parts, but they had different answers to the first part. Do we just go with the first part, Panther?
I think they both had the same answer to the first part.
I thought Dina said Brendan and Joe said Rachel. Or did she switch? I forget now.
I think she switched.
Okay, so we've got to figure this out because we've got 12 minutes left.
Oh, Alan.
And there's Alan. So let's see if Alan knows, and then we're going to put everybody back in screening.
Hello?
Alan?
No, Alan, I mean, the storm just knocked our phones out, so Alan's out. It's just going to be between them two.
Okay. Okay, so...
In that case...
Chi-Town Joe, we've got you both back up.
Okay.
Cowboy, I'm going to let you make the call. We've got 11 minutes and counting to go, and... They both basically had the same answer to the first part of the question.
Okay, we'll put them in the screening, and I've got a question that we might be able to break that. So put one of them in screening.
Okay, Chi-Town Joe is in screening. Dina, you're up for this next part. Go ahead, Cowboy.
Okay, Dina, are you there?
Hey, Cowboy, I am.
Okay, well, this is actually... can you tell me who won, or can you tell me who took second place in season one of Big Brother?
Oh, I know that one.
I sure can't. I won't be able to even answer that. I didn't even really start watching Big Brother until season seven. So
until season seven?
I'm loser tonight.
Okay, let's see if Chilltown Joe can answer that.
Okay, hold on, Dina. Chilltown Joe.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Mike.
Chilltown Joe?
All right.
Okay.
The question is, who took second place in season one of Big Brother?
Oh, crap. That's a hard question, Mike.
Sorry.
Hey, hey, Joe, how much you want to pay me? I know the answer to this one.
Well, that, you know, I would just give the ticket, the raffle tickets to Dan. Geez, I can't answer that either. That's a hard question.
All right, okay. Put
you weren't on that season, so.
It was actually, the answer was Josh Sousa.
Yeah, Josh the Slash.
Josh the Slash.
Yeah. Okay. Put one in.
All right, Joe.
I just give them both 5 tickets because they had, it was a tie.
I think we can fit it. I'll get pressure.
What's the decision, peoples? We got to move on. Are they both going to get tickets?
I think bring them back up. We'll do that. Since they both, we'll do that.
Okay.
We're here.
Okay.
Dina, Chilltown Joe, since obviously because of time, we're going to give both of you 5 tickets for staying on and listening to the Ron Rad Reality Show. We're really excited that you are fans of the show. We're going to give you 5 tickets. Dina, are you on my Facebook page or Panther's Facebook page?
No, I'm on Cherry and Paul.
Okay, you're on Cherry's? Okay, that will be fine. Cherry will give us your information. Cherry's going to be at the event, and we will get with you and see where you want your tickets placed, and Cherry will take care of that for you.
Absolutely.
All right, this was kind of fun. I think we can do this in the future, doing that screening room stuff. But, Cowboys, thanks so much for calling in.
Do you guys want the answer to my question?
Yes.
The answer was Rachel won the third.
Wait, ask your question. Let's see if I can get it real quick.
All right. My question was, this season, who was the third HOH and who gave them the key?
I couldn't tell you that. That was hard.
All right, give the answer, Panther.
The answer is Rachel won the third. And Jordan gave her the key. It was Rachel, Jordan, Rachel.
Wow. Well, at least we were both right, Dina and I, in the first part.
All right, we're going to wrap. Guys, we've got to wrap this up. I hate to spoil the party, but time is.
We are clicking down quickly, and I am going to.
Can I ask one question? Panther, did you get the thing working today?
Negative.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm going to go ahead and let everybody off the switchboard because I need to read the riddles for Crystal Barella once more. Thank you all so much for calling in and being part of the Rad Reality family. I appreciate you all so very much.
Love you too, Cherry.
Love
Call me
so
when
much,
you get
Joe.
Off.
Okay, we'll do. Cowboy, Dina, Panther. Joe, everyone, thank you so much for calling in tonight. Love you all so much.
Dan.
And I'll be with you on Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
We want you to get better so much. I am so glad that you called in tonight and were part of the show. I think about you so much, and I appreciate your morning messages. And we just absolutely adore you. And everyone is wishing you well wishes and hoping that you get better soon. So
I do appreciate that. I'm where I need to be right now. They'll figure this out eventually.
Hey, God bless you, Dan, as a veteran to another veteran.
Well, I appreciate it, Joe. I really do.
Good night, everybody. I'll see everybody on Thursday.
Okay. Thank you all. I'm going to let everybody go now, and I'm going to close the show real quickly, okay? Thank you all. Okay, I'm very quickly going to repost Crystal Broella's riddles for today in the chat room so that we have them. The first one, which is riddle number 3, today I tweeted a video that is on my page 2. If you hear a sentence that starts with a B, you have found your keywords clue. And then the second one.
I can post it if you want me to.
Go ahead and post it, Paul. The second one is, once you have discovered the keywords, you must input them into the house guest box. If your comment in their sight is wise, you will win the prize. So that is our riddles number 3 and 4 for the Treasure Troll Contest from Madam Crystal Broella. I wish you all well in this contest. It is something that is not easy, but will be worth the prize, and the treasure chest is going to be filled with very unique items that no one else has, and it will make any Big Brother fan very, very happy. So I wish you all well in this contest. We are all trying to figure out these clues, and it's not easy, but it will be worth it. Thank you all so much for being here with us on Manic Monday. I'm going to close out the show, as we always do, with Ron. Hope you all join us again on Thursday. I want everyone to have a wonderful, happy, blessed Thanksgiving. We will be here on Thanksgiving evening to be with our Rad Reality family. And remember, Ron, so if you'd like to join us, we'll be here at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, as usual. We will probably keep it down to about an hour show, but we do want to be here for the Rad Reality family. So please join us if you're available that night and you want to come on and remember Ron with us, please do so. We're family too, so we want to be with you and invite you to be with us. So come join us. Here is Ron closing out the show. Thanks, guys. It's been fun tonight.
Tonight was a great show, and thank you guys for coming, and I'm going to quit off the show with a song, and something that is truly, I say thank you to y'all. My song ain't working. Say thank you for coming to the show. You are so great, and I love you all. We thank you. We thank you for coming to the show. And we... Okay, fuck. I couldn't get the switchboard to work. Y'all there?
Yeah, that was wrong.
I didn't want to interrupt that gorgeous thing.
I know.
Yeah, I looked up on the switchboard and it said no longer streaming. I thought, thank God.
Yeah, me too, actually. Oh my gosh. But man, this season has been great. We had some great chatters. We've had some great times. We've had some good times. We've had some bad times. And I can't wait till tomorrow. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Hope to see you on Thanksgiving evening.
Yes,
love
happy.
You all.
Happy Thanksgiving as well, and good night.
God bless everyone. Good night.